Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Hegna. Paychecks and Playchecks is his book. Retirement Solutions for Life. H-E-G-N-A is his last, how you spell his last name. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. Every small business owner wants to enjoy the fruits of their long life's labor in retirement. But they also want to leave whatever they can for their family, for their wife, for their spouses, for their children, grandchildren, whatever their desire is. How do we balance that? How do we find that perfect balance?
Well, Jim, that is a great question, and I hope to give some people a great answer. And my answer is this. First of all, you got to sit down and say, how much do I want to leave my kids as a minimum? How much would I like to leave each of my kids? Do I want to leave each 100,000, 500,000, a million? Decide how much you want to leave each of your kids. And then use life insurance to do that. So if you say, I want to leave each of my kids $1 million, okay, what does it cost? And you got three kids. What does it cost to buy a $3 million life insurance policy? And it could be survivorship, you know, that it goes to them once you and your spouse are gone. And you could use one of these no-lapse guarantee policies. It might be a couple hundred thousand or something. And then you can leave each of your kids $1 million. Now, what does that do? That frees up all of your other money. Yep. You and your spouse can go and enjoy your retirement. Now, you might leave them some of that, but you can go and you can just spend and have a great time because you already took care of leaving the kids the money.
So if you wanted to do a reverse mortgage on your house and have it be worth nothing on the day you die, so to speak, to the family, there's that policy over there that'll take care of the kids.
Absolutely. It just gives you a license for such freedom. See, Jim, I see people who don't do that all the time, and you've seen them too, and they don't spend their money, and they don't order cable TV, and they don't go out to eat, and I should leave my kids some money. And
right.
So they never enjoy their retirement. And the kids are saying, Mom and Dad, why don't you go out and have some fun? No, we better not. You know, we better leave you guys some money. And I don't ever want to be one of those people, okay? I want to know I'm leaving my kids X, and if there's something left over, they'll get X plus Y. But in between, my wife and I, we're going to go out and have a great retirement. And we're going to spend it because we took good care of them up front.
Enjoy your life, yeah. And you said $1 million. I mean, heck, $100,000 apiece or whatever. I mean,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be that much.
It could be $50,000 apiece.
You
decide how much money you want to leave each kid. And I'm not a big believer that you have to leave them a lot of money. I mean, you raised them, you took care of them. You know, you already did a lot for them. You don't owe them anything. But, you know, a lot of people want to leave their kids something. So I say decide up front how much you want to leave them. And then buy a policy to do that. And then you go and live life, you know, and enjoy the rest of your retirement.
And the thing about life insurance policy, you can put a note. You can make different stipulations on that. You can say, okay, you know, when I die, there are a lot of people out there with second families, right? A lot of people out there who've been, you know, the person they're married to now, they're going to end their life with, is not necessarily the spouse that was the parent of the child of the children. And you know, you can stipulate. You can say, okay, when I die, half this goes to my spouse, half goes to my children in this way. I mean, you can do a lot of different things like that, can't you?
Absolutely. And
right on the insurance policy.
You know, the other thing you can do is you can set up a trust. But if you set up a trust, then you got to pay fees and you got to pay an attorney and all.
Right.
Life insurance will do it for no additional charge. So you can buy different policies for different kids. You can treat them equitably. You can treat them fairly. You don't have to treat them equally. But if you plan it ahead of time, Jim, it will save so much of the burden at the end. And then you can go out and enjoy your retirement.
Right.
And that's what really small business owners want to do. They worked hard. They want to enjoy it.
Well, and you can use different kinds of policies for different things too. You can use permanent insurance for the portion that you want to make sure you keep all your life. You can use you can buy term insurance when you need a lot of extra coverage, and you know, maybe at a time when you've still got some debt obligations, you can bump it up with some term insurance. It doesn't cost a lot, and use these. I've done that all my life, Tom. I've used different kinds of life insurance to solve different purposes, different solutions.
Yeah. For the estate planning and for leaving money to your kids, you're going to use some type of permanent policy. A term would not be appropriate for money that you really want to leave to your kids, because if you live to be 90, that term policy would be too expensive.
Right. That's exactly right.
But so you got to use some permanent for that estate planning, but. You know, the title of the chapter of the book is How Will You Be Remembered? I was going to name it How Do You Want to Be Remembered? But everybody wants to be remembered well. The question is, how will you be remembered?
Right. Tom, give us that website again, please.
TomHagnett.com/advisor.
All right. Check it out. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today. The book is called Paychecks and Playchecks. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.